I want to explain why teachings, or why we need training and why we need teachings. Because somebody may be listening to me right now and in your head, Pastor Bernard, we came here to sing, we came to Glow Music to sing, and give us the room, we are here to sing. We are not here for teachings, we are, you know, I'm already in the church. My pastor, I can't even preach more than you. When he's teaching you and you are there, you, Pastor Benakra, you be a student. You even qualify to be his pastor. And then when we come to class, then you are every day, scripture, and they turn your Bible, this. Raise the song and let's sing and stop wasting our time. This is why I don't come to the ministry again, no. That is why I don't come. Because when I come, teachings, we are tired. Look at the other choirs. They are going, look, they just released a single. Some people too are attending programs, some are recording, and this is the UM. Come, teaching, so, Kolo Pastor. You know, get squawk, cry, only swag. The purpose of teachings is to grow the wisdom of the royal servant priest. I will hit that statement again, but let me remind you that God is not interested in your song. He's first interested in your life. Your song without your life is noise to God. Stop deceiving yourself. He first needs your life. I bring you more than a song, more than a song, more than a song. And then there's this new one. It's, I'll put you in front of my Doremi, because you are all that matters. Not my playing of the piano. You are more than matters. Not my selfies and my FIFA. Do re mi, you are more than matters. Hallelujah. When we are listening to the word of God, it doesn't mean that we don't know the selfies. We know. We know. But we know that God needs our heart first before the music can make sense. So I have a problem with you if you don't value God's word. And in fact, don't be my friend. Please, don't be my friend. Don't be my friend if you don't value God's word. Because you must choose your friends. Jesus said that I have called you friends because of this. He says that when he speaks to them, they do what he says. There are conditions for friendship. Hello? Tell your neighbor, not everybody can be your friend. So be very careful. I don't even want to go into friendship because it's another whole ball game. Because some of you, there are a lot of people in your life who don't qualify as friends. The purpose of teachings is to grow the wisdom of the royal servant priest. When you read Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 to 6, it says that from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth. The prince of the kings of the earth, amongst all the kings, is the first. Hello? Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Jesus paid the price. Amen. Say thank you, Jesus. And hath made us kings and priests unto God. He had made us what? So when you are saved into the kingdom of God, and like I said, as you would be taught salvation. Yes, but we are saved into a kingdom. Amen. Saved into the kingdom, he has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So tell your neighbor that you are a king. And you are a priest. Your identity as a child of God is a king and a priest, but without training, you behave as a slave. That's why every choir needs a music pastor. I won't hide it from you. Every choir that goes far, that will go far, and any choir that succeeds seriously, it's a choir with a music pastor, or you find men of God within the choir, or women of God within the choir. Because within choirs, behaviors. One day I was in a rehearsal. A certain lady entered the rehearsal. She came late. Rehearsal was supposed to start around 6. Let's say this lady came at 7. The moment she came out to stop the rehearsal, there are things sometimes you overlook. Other ones, you need to deal with them even when the people don't understand what they are. You need to wait. Say, wait. I had to stop the rehearsal. This lady was wearing some short shorts. The shorts she was wearing was short. And when I say short, it wasn't standard shorts. This one, reduced length. She's coming for rehearsal. Now, when you move from the shorts upwards, she was wearing net on top of spaghetti top. And now you go upwards, her face was multicolored. Red hair, green hair. Like, I couldn't get the physical or the mathematical differentiation of their face. I couldn't understand. The moment she entered there, I had to stop the rehearsal because this one needed special attention. I said, "Madam, you stand here for me." And the people were saying, "Hey, trouble." Lady, we grab the thing of buy a crown. Pass off for Becassa. And then I asked her that, "Do you know where you have come to?" You see, one of the biggest mistakes in our generation is this whole concept of balanced Christian life. Balanced Christian life, this is what they mean. When it comes to prayer, pray, pray, pray. After that, when you are doing some function in your house, that the Lumba time. So meaning, give unto and give unto. But they misunderstood Jesus. Jesus was talking about citizenry. That's a citizen. You need to pay your tax. That was a different matter. But now, church elder feels that, and the choir leader, things go on. The choir leader feels that once we go out to a member's house for party, ask for beer, dear. It is normal. We are not in the church. Why are you looking at me like that? Then you see the auto singers, Guinness, tenor singers, Stone. They begin to wonder, is this the same choir that we be singing in church? Hello, I'm going to enter some places. You see, because we need help. Amen. We need help. Nobody told you, your pastor didn't tell you, so you thought that it's okay. But I'm here to tell you that it's not okay. Hallelujah. There's a kind of culture that is required in the kingdom of God, and that is why you must be taught. That is why teachings are of essence. They are essential. Otherwise, you are a king and you are a priest, and yet you are behaving as a slave. Who is leading who? Is it the church leading the world, or is the world leading the church? Who is leading who? Years back, generations back, it was the church that would bring out inventions. The printing press. Christians, spirit-filled believers, they'll be inventing things and the world will be using them to manage themselves. But today, ask yourself, silhouette, I don't know what, silhouette, whatever, TikTok, whatever, this thing. Now they invent for you and then you are finding a way to still reach people with, God have mercy. I pray that God will give you the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Unique inventions and ideas that the world will even want to copy. Amen. You don't have to wait for, oh, I don't want to go there. You see, but when you see Zanku, amen. Believers who will dance special stars in church that now unbelievers would like to copy. Not coming to dance in church, club dance. Club dance, they to be changing the pastor's preaching topic for the day. Anointed but a fool. Gifted but a fool. You are anointed by your behavior. It's different. Because your mind is empty. Salvation is not enough. You must understand how to operate as a citizen of God's kingdom. When people see you, do they see the kingdom of God? You're dressing alone. Today, I was just going to church. In fact, my heart. A certain lady, Mina, I descend straight away that she's a chorister. She was crossing the road. Oh, the dress, no. Wasaya pie. And nipa no tuni na ikra ne na himu na guho. Oh. Oh. And she's fair on top. Oh, no. So at your workplace, do people see you? I mean, what, even your dressing, does it communicate? You see, hello? Centuries ago, when you see an Amalekite by their dressing, you know. When you see a Canaanite by their dressing, you know. There are certain kinds of earrings, you know that this is from Jezebel's country. You know. And God told them specifically to dress in a particular way and not like the heathen do. Hello? So even by your dressing, are you ministering to somebody? Amen? So can't you just get a simple polo shirt, nice jeans with some nice footwear? You are done. Do you have to reduce and cut things to unseen places? Anointed, but behavior is speaking a wrong message. It is serious. So tell your neighbor that is why you need to be taught. So that your royalty will show. So that your priesthood will show. And this balanced life kind of thing is all about money, money, money. Now, as a believer, we are not, the church has to be rich. The church is not first, it's first, it's as poor as a church mouse. No, now we know our heritage in Christ, and we know that so now the believer must be rich. Yes, that is all true, okay? But that same believer who is a king showing royalty, that same believer is a priest. Tell your neighbor, a priest. A priest, knowing that he needs to present himself the right way. So your dress must first communicate kingship and also at the same time communicate priesthood. Hello? Amen. So this week when you are going to work, you check yourself in the dressing mirror. That, does it communicate two things or is just taking one and then dropping the other? If you are seen as a king and you are not seen as a priest, an advocate for somebody, somebody looking at you to give his life to Christ, then there's a problem. The purpose of teachings is to reduce the bats in your life. Beautiful bat. Handsome bat.
Intelligent, but creative, but anointed, but a fool. It must never be so. Hallelujah. And you must know these things, because you can be a chorister singing every day, but your life is not changing anybody. Hello. And these choirs will argue about uniform, fight about uniform. We'll be fighting because of that. People will be stopping the church. Fighting. Choristers fighting about uniform. Because their minds are empty. Anyone who does not take God's word serious cannot be trusted. No matter how gifted they are. Anybody who does not cherish the word of God, they cannot be trusted. So the choristers who only think about getting to stage to sing, they don't even have Bibles. Acts 20:32, and now brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you. Say, build you. You are going nowhere because the word is not enough. All you are thinking about is playing the keyboard and the bass. After that, then you have closed the service. You have closed. Everybody, you have closed because you finished playing your do re mi fa. That is all you are. It must change. Hello? And all you know is that today you are watching Sinners. Tomorrow you are watching Oba Pakisti. Another day you are watching Emoji. Hey, even the latest one that has come, don't sing Oyekan. I know all the people, all the people, the new songs. I know all the new songs. By your mind, you are sick. You don't even know one scripture. Know the new songs. Because you want to go and sing on the stage to impress. You sing praises. Today I've danced. I just felt something. The next wind is coming. It just blows you away. Because your foundation is weak. Hello? I pray for you that you will last. That you fulfill your ministry. Fulfill your ministry. Fulfill your ministry. And you need a trained mind as a soldier to fulfill your ministry. You can't be blockheaded and just be thinking about just the music. Be trained and be sound in your mind. Hallelujah. If you see an expensive computer, just like Jesus bought you with his blood, you can see an expensive computer. Hey, maybe i3, i5, i7, whether it's an Apple. Expensive. Eh? Good processor, good memory, so beautiful. Maybe it's even gold plated. Nice, expensive, with diamond studs on it. Yeah, you can communicate with your TV. The computer communicates with your watch. It even communicates with your house. You be on the computer and it can check everything in your house. However, you begin to realize that now this computer, which is so expensive with high capacity, it is now misbehaving. Why would such an expensive gadget misbehave? Because the instructions or commands you put into it are wrong. So Jesus bought you with an expensive price, anointed you, blessed you with all spiritual blessings. He said you are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Means you are above all principality and power, because that is where he's placed. And he's seated there with you. He's placed you above every devil and every demon. Whatever Lucifer sought, he never got. He's giving it to you. And yet, misbehaving because your mind is empty. So today, if you want your royalty to show, value the word of God. Value the word of God. Take it serious. Never learn a song without learning an accompanying word. In the name of Jesus. If you can grasp this, you will go very far. You will go very far, because all things are passed away by my word. Hello? As we close, into metona, Quajenunzi, Jesus Christ.
Let's rise to our feet. Yesu Christo ni mejefu aye kanin inti Yesu Christo ni mejefu.